Morning.
Morning. Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Brad's here. Okay, we can start.
Yeah, we can start. Have you gotten over the bitter disappointment?
I don't know if you get over it. I mean, it's tough to swallow a little bit, but you know, you move forward. I mean, you can't. You know, all you can do is evaluate everything and continually move forward.
In the evaluation process, how much have you been looking at what you could have been, could have done, might have done?
Oh, yeah, we're not, you know, you always, you know, it's easy to Monday morning quarterback and woulda, coulda, shoulda, but it doesn't work like that all the time. So, you know, it's everything's pretty fresh still, and obviously there's a lot of emotion involved in things, but, you know, you deal with it.
Is that emotion anger?
Yeah. I mean, there's anger, there's frustration, there's, you know, you know. There's a lot. There's a lot involved, as you know, Jim. So, you know, you just got to keep battling through it and evaluate everything and make tough decisions and move forward.
From a matchup standpoint, first round, that's a hell of a tough one, probably the toughest of anybody in the playoffs, don't you think?
Well, they're all tough. I mean, the Western Conference is brutal, as everyone knows. I mean, there's no easy matchups. I mean, you know, Memphis, you know, their front court obviously is as good as there is, and you know, didn't help anything that Blake got injured, but you have to deal with it. You know, a lot of teams, you know, go down the line from Westbrook to David Lee to Rondo to, I mean, you go down the line. So a lot of injuries, and, you know, they obviously are never good, but the timing is important in those things too. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into it.
At the end of last season, you had to wait. You all had to wait to see if you could pick up your contract. This year you don't have one going forward. What's the process going to be like? How do you deal with that situation?
Well, we, you know, I deal with it with my staff, and we just, you know, take a deep breath right now in terms of just getting, you know, have our year-end meetings, evaluate everything, and then, you know, that's Gary and Andy and Eric and obviously Mr. Sterling. Probably get to meet with him sometime in this week or at the end of the week or whatever after all the evaluation's done. But I'm proud of what we've done here. Obviously, no one's happy about being not getting by the first round and having a longer playoff run. But sometimes, you know, those things happen. All this this isn't easy stuff. Everyone talks about it like it is, but it doesn't always work like that. And you have to go through some growing pains. You have to have stability, continuity. Obviously, you have to make changes, and that's just part of the business. So, you know, the front office people are, you know, they'll evaluate, and then we'll get together and see where everything stands in terms of the comfort level that they have, the comfort level that I have, and make sure we're all pulling in the same direction, going in the same direction to improve, obviously, as the season progresses throughout the summer and next season.
When you look back over this, when you look back over the season, what were the biggest challenges you faced as a coach, and how do you think you handled it?
Well, there's always challenges. I mean, you know, pretty much a new roster, a lot of depth, you know, Chauncey, getting Lamar in shape, obviously Chauncey playing 22 games and trying to incorporate him at the end of the season. You know, there's always challenges, as you know. You're going to have your ups and downs during the season, injuries, some tough losses, you know. But, you know, we've set every franchise record you can set in terms of a lot of things. So I'm proud of a lot of things we did, which had never been done. But at this stage, the interesting thing is when I came here trying to create this, so now the expectation is higher and the results need to be better. And as difficult as it is right now, I'm actually proud of that because that's the direction I want the team to go. And that's the mindset I want the organization to have. And that's the mindset I want the players to have, that it's not good enough and we can do better. So that always hasn't been the case. So whatever I've had and my staff that I'm very proud of has had in terms of helping that direction, usually good things happened. Obviously, we took a step back in the playoffs, but there's no easy matchups. And everyone has to play well. And your top players have to, you know, lead and play well, and your bench has to step up. And sometimes we did, and in the first round we weren't able to capitalize like we were able to last year against Memphis. But that's part of pro sports. That's part of it. So you just have to deal with it.
Vinny, have you had any talks the last couple of days with Gary and Andy about your
future? No. Everything right now is just evaluating and meeting with all the players and the coaches and talking through some things. And, you know, Gary can talk about that, you know, but...
But would you want... I mean, I would assume your wish is to get this decided soon enough so you can start...
Sure, yeah. We, you know, the season just ended, you know, a few days ago. So there's a lot of things that need to take place, and the comfort level for everybody and the direction, and, you know, things have to be answered for them. Things have to be answered for me, and all those things happen as we move forward. There's no timetable on it. There's no, obviously, sooner the better, but some things take longer than you would hope, and maybe it'll be quicker. It's just we'll work through it and answer their questions and evaluate everything, and I'll do the same.
What do you tell the critics who say you guys were not built for the playoffs?
Well, I mean, we didn't win in the first round, so there's obviously some validity to that. But, you know, I can't control Blake getting injured. You know what I mean? Things happen, and you're playing a front line that is dominant, and you need your top guy up front. And I give Blake a tremendous amount of credit. I mean, he hurt himself, and I mean, he has a gigantic ankle, and he, you know, we were lucky he even gave us whatever he could give us in game 5 and 6. So I commend him for that. But hey, no one's going to feel sorry for you. There's going to be critics out there and all the bloggers and all the people that, you know, try to make a stand and show how smart everybody is. But, there's not easy things out there, and it's easy to second guess everything. And when it doesn't work, you're going to evaluate it, and you have to evaluate everything.
And can you talk about what the expectations are? I mean, obviously, you took over a team that didn't even win 20 games, hadn't gone to the playoffs. So, to where it is now, I mean, obviously, the expectations were really high this year. How close that is to where the team is, and I mean, do you think the expectations were a little bit too high for this particular team?
I don't want to say they were too high, but you also have to manage them, and you have to understand there's a difference between the regular season and the playoffs. And you know, we had some guys with some good experience, but you got to perform at the highest level at the right times. And you know, as a group, I thought we did that consistently through the regular season, and obviously a couple games in the playoffs, but not as much as anybody would like. And you know, no one has to be hard on me. I'm as hard on myself as obviously anybody. I'm very critical and obviously feel you always can do a better job. But that's just the way I'm built. So I love the competition. I love the competitiveness. But you also have to manage that. Just because you were there last year, every year is different. Every team is different. But if you get there every year and you become and you keep some stability and continuity, and guys go through it and they understand the heartache you go through, and the you have to go through some regret of not doing certain things, or I think that builds you and molds you as a team and organization, and you can handle hopefully those things better moving forward. If there's not that, then you're just kind of rolling the dice and seeing what falls, and that doesn't always work. Maybe you get lucky once in a while, but being there consistently year in and year out and taking a swing at it, I think, is the most important thing. And if you look at the success of any organizations that have done that, that's what they do. They keep their core together. They make some adjustments here and there, personnel-wise, and then they build. And there's one thing that people always tend to forget. Time as a team is very important. Time together. Time to learn each other. Time to be together. But you know, those are all things that the top organizations seem to do on a consistent basis.
There's this perception that you know, what Chris wants or what Blake wants will factor into this. I mean, obviously you've coached these guys. Mm-hmm. Talk about your relationship with them, and do you think that does play a part in what they decide to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think all that plays a part. I mean, but, you know, those are questions for them, you know. I enjoy working with them. They're great. They're great guys. Obviously, very incredibly talented, and they're the nucleus of the team. Obviously, that you want to keep intact and move forward with, because obviously their talent level and what they bring to the table. So, I've enjoyed working with them, and I've seen their development. And you know, those are better questions probably for them.
You said you're hard on yourself. What area specifically do you feel like you still need to grow as a coach?
Oh, a lot. I mean, it's just, you know, every coach. There's no coach that's going to stand up here and says they, you know, don't need to grow as a coach. Everyone does.
Vinny, we all have blessing of hindsight being 2020, when you look at how this team came together again at the end of the regular season, you win the first two and that, and then obviously the injury to Blake.
Mm-hmm.
When you look back now, what's the one thing in this playoff run, again, hindsight, that you go, man, we should have done this better?
Oh, there's more than one thing. Obviously, you know, you evaluate it all, and that's the process we're going through now. You know, obviously, this series was the series got physical after, I think, the second game, after, you know, we jumped on them 2-0, and it changed the complexion when they went back home. So, obviously, the rebounding was a big issue throughout the series. Their inside game, which we knew because we played them 20 times in the last 18 months or something with the playoffs and stuff. So we knew exactly what they were going to do. They knew exactly what we were going to do at times. Obviously, there was some adjustments here and there on both ends, but we weren't able to control the paint as well as we would like with those guys. And then, you know, when we're double teaming and doing things, obviously other guys stepped up making shots, whether it was Conley or Bayless, and you're in rotation. So, but, you know, in hindsight, you know, when you don't come out the way you wanted to, you're going to, you know, you have to reevaluate everything, and we're in the process of doing that.
How much does bulk come into play there? You need maybe more bulk for the length of the
playoff? Yeah, well, that'll something I'm sure Gary will talk about.
A couple of players talked about the need to get tougher as a team. Is that something you agree?
Well, the playoffs is different, you know, and we played a team that's very physical. We've used, you know, during the season when that's happened, we've usually kind of excelled at that a little bit, but in the last two games, we didn't have our most aggressive and probably most physical guy in Blake. So, you know, that's obviously an issue and a problem. So, you know, and then when we were physical, obviously we fouled too much, and they went to the free throw line a ton, especially in the last game, which dictated tempo a little bit. So we went small and we made adjustments to kind of open up the court and let Chris go to work. And obviously Matt had a tremendous, you know, six game for us the way he played. But collectively as a group, we never seemed to get our rhythm enough after the second game.
Where did you see Blake develop throughout the season into the postseason this year?
Well, you know, Blake is obviously his free throw shooting. Very proud of the way he attacked that. Working every day. You know, we all know Blake's a worker, so I was pleased with that. But there's always, you know, Blake's still a young player, and he knows, and Blake's hard on himself. And he knows there's areas he's got to get better at, not only from a basketball standpoint, from a leadership standpoint. And he's more than capable of doing those things. And he has to go through these hard times sometimes to understand them a little bit better and to go through them. I mean, there's nothing like experience. So hopefully the frustration that the guys have and all of us have right now makes us better and stronger, hopefully to handle these things better as we move forward. And we'll see how all that comes together.
Manny, what about DJ's play? Are you disappointed with him through the whole regular season and the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say disappointed. I would say, you know, consistency is a big thing, especially, you know, at this level. And I think he's a young player that has to find a way to be more consistent for us. And you can see what he's able to do athletically. But as you get into the playoffs, it becomes more about guys getting used to what you do and how you do it, and they try to take those things away. So there's obviously tremendous upside and tremendous development that DJ is going to continually do. And as guys get individually better throughout the summer, which is probably an incredibly important time, especially with two young bigs, individually they get better, makes the team collectively better. So that's not going to stop. The process never stops, and the commitment to obviously improve should never stop.
But he needs to take a big step forward.
Sure.
Next season.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Finn, would you be surprised if you can't work it out for the long haul for yourself here?
Well, those decisions are out of my, you know, those would be, you know, evaluations, and Gary can talk about that, and then obviously I'll meet with Mr. Sterling, and then we'll talk things through and see where they're at and see where I'm at, and then we'll move forward there. But I'm proud of what we've done. I know I'm very proud of my staff and how hard they've worked, and I know the organization is in a much better place today, and that makes me feel proud.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks,
Appreciate it.